This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients every day here at the Hoffman Center. If you require a nutrition consult with me, but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.
Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and here we are today with Hoffman Center nutritionist Layla Mudin. We're answering your questions. And Layla, what's our next question, please?
Okay, we've got an email from Joan. Dear Dr. Hoffman, I was told that I have tinnitus and there is no cure, that it may relieve itself in about 5 years. After a severe head cold that occurred last fall, I'm still experiencing ear stuffiness, some canal discomfort accompanied by noise and hissing. It's only in my right ear. Is there anything I can do?
Well, first of all, I always said tinnitus myself, but I think that the correct medical pronunciation
tinnitus.
Is tinnitus. I think it's tinnitus.
Tinnitus.
Because I heard some specialists talking about it, and they referred to it as tinnitus. So the clue here is that it occurred after a sinus infection that may have communicated to the middle ear. And so, I mean, I think there are probably a lot of variations on tinnitus. Some of them are not actually in the ear. Some of them are in the brain, you know, where there's a change in brain function. So, you know, treatments.
Oh, and Joan is 68. Joan is 68, and she's wondering if this is age-related as well.
It certainly can be age-related, yes. And, I mean, some of it is a consequence of us living in a high-noise environment because, you know, as anyone who's attended a heavy metal rock concert knows, you know, when you get out, your ears ring. You actually, your ears are sort of sunburned, as it were, you know, by the high-energy output that they've had to withstand. So,
yeah, but you know, even regular daily noise, like in New York City, the subway system, I think, is a great example.
Yeah, yeah.
So you know, I think we all need to wear some earplugs or something, just back and forth from work sometimes.
Yeah, and not to mention, you know, we deliberately inflict that damage on our ears by listening to music, you know, really loud.
That's true.
With the earbuds that actually are worse than
which is even worse.
Yeah, because you're really concentrating the sound energy. But anyway, so with her, I would actually try an elimination diet. What do you think? Maybe, you know, wheat and
dairy. I think an elimination diet is a great idea. Mm-hmm. I happen to have some tinnitus in my left ear.
Yeah.
Post a viral infection 20 years ago and a badly prescribed antihistamine and so forth and so on. Anyway, I notice the hissing gets louder if I'm not quite eating right or if I've overindulged, say, at a party or a wedding and I've had cake or something. Mm-hmm. It always gets worse. I also find that
blood sugar factor possibly.
It's a blood sugar, definitely. Yeah, if my blood sugar is erratic, I notice that it will be louder.
Mm-hmm.
It will appear louder. And certainly everything's louder at night because everything else is so quiet.
Also, since it's a nasal, there's a nasal component to this, I would try clear nasal spray because for kids with otitis media, studies have shown that they're better when they use clear nasal spray because the eustachian tubes, you know, as you know, when you're playing, you blow out your ears by, you know, grabbing your nose and pushing air out through your ears. The communication from your sinuses to your in your ear, sometimes fluid accumulates there, and the way to break that up is by using clear nasal spray, which eradicates biofilms and places where bacteria hide out.
B6 or something like that. Dr. Hoffman, do you remember the product lipoflavonoid?
Sure, and it's
It had some B vitamins among other things.
It has bioflavonoids. I kind of got away from that product because I thought I wasn't that happy with the ingredients in it. It's used some colorings and shellacs that I wasn't that happy with.
Yeah.
So you could use like rutin, hesperidin, or better yet, pycnogenol, grapeseed extract. That might provide relief.
Ginkgo biloba, too. ginkgo biloba is a good idea to help with the circulation.
Right. Mm-hmm. And there's actually some studies that show that you can protect your ears with antioxidants like alpha-lipoic acid, N-acetylcysteine, or my new favorite is niacel, nicotinamide riboside. There's actually some studies, I think, looking at hearing loss and or tinnitus with nicotinamide riboside. So that's worth trying.
And ubiquinol.
And certainly ubiquinol, because you know, working to enhance the mitochondrial function of the hearing receptors in the brain, there's a hearing region in the brain, just like there's an optical region. You know, that's gonna help, and certainly it's not gonna hurt as part of an overall healthy program. So, you know, and we sound a little, maybe a little like all over the place on this because, just like tell me what to take. Come on, you know, give me one thing that, like, isn't there a product like a magic tinnitus thing? And no, tinnitus is very challenging, and I think there's subtypes of tinnitus. Yeah. My feeling here is that this may actually have to do with congestion, you know, so that the allergy elimination approach, you know, maybe using higher doses of quercetin, you know, or something like that could be helpful.
That could be helpful.
It's an allergy blocker. So, I mean, I guess, folks, you know, we're thinking out loud. This is the way we think when we see a patient with a challenging problem. Is, you know, we look at different possibilities. We try to address the most likely causes. And, you know, sometimes it may take a series of visits to work out the answer. And because this is, you know, this is medicine for many conditions that are refractory to conventional management. So we got to dig deeper and find out what's going on. B12, you know, certainly could play a role there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Nervous system, nerve endings. Joan, do an elimination diet. Get rid of anything that's inflaming you or causing congestion. Dairy is a big offender for any kind of congestion. That's one thing. I would take. I would easily take a B complex. I would easily take ginkgo, niacel, ubiquinol. All the things that Dr. Hoffman just mentioned. You could find useful.
Yep.
So see if that helps you out. And eat well. Stay away from sugar and all of that. Make sure that your blood sugar is stable.
By the way, a little announcement here is that you may be asking, where do you get some of these things? Niacel, which is actually not available at the health food store. You can't go to the health food store and obtain niacel. It is available through physicians, and we stock it at for our patients and for our listeners at drhoffman.com. So I think if you get our newsletter, subscribe to our newsletter, it's usually the past couple of months, it's been the product of the week because it's just a perennial. It's really, we just are selling a ton of that to listeners as well as patients.
Yeah. And I want to mention, again, we have a case of somebody with Meniere's disease who has helped enormously.
Yes, I know which one you're talking about. I used to have to scream at her, you know, to come in to the office. I think we're talking about the same patient. I was yelling so loud for her to hear me when she first came in that people were thinking something was wrong in the office, that I was having an argument with a patient. She is really turned it around. So
yes, she's ecstatic. So
good.
That's a good idea.
Okay, so
Joan, best of luck.
Okay, so we're now for something completely different. Let's pause for a moment for a brief announcement, and then we'll be right back. This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can get $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout at tryzona.com. Okay, folks, we're back, and thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting our good sponsors. That's how we stay on the air and provide you with free, useful information. Thanks to our excellent panel of great sponsors. So, what's our next question, Leland?
Okay, we've got an email from Marlene, Marlene writes, in a recent broadcast, Dr. Hoffman mentioned the use of D-limonene for GERD. My 75-year-old mom suffers terribly from this. She had gallbladder surgery more than 20 years ago, and all the doctors can offer is Prilosec. So, D-limonene.
Yep. So many reasons not to go on those medications. The latest is...
on a PPI.
Yeah, is kidney problems. And it's so bad that, you know, those ads for attorneys where, you know, you want to sue a company for bad product or a defective device, they're now trolling for plaintiffs. If you or a loved one has experienced kidney failure while taking one of these drugs, and they list them, Nexium, Prilosec, et cetera, you know, please call the law offices of, whatever. Ambulance Chasers Limited, you know.
It's interesting that you bring it up because one of my next newsletter articles is going to be about GERD and getting off Nexium. But the fact that Marlene's mother is 75, you know, another bit of news about the Prilosec thing, because everybody's prescribed to take it for much longer than is called for, there's a possibility of dementia.
Yes.
It's
actually been demonstrated. Heart problems, dementia, community-acquired pneumonia, malabsorption of key nutrients, B12 and magnesium and iron. Mm-hmm. So anyway.
So D-limonene can be very good for GERD. And actually, just a little history, a chemist from Texas suffered the painful symptoms of GERD, and he didn't want to take a Prilosec or a Nexium, so he looked at D-limonene, which is an extract from the orange peel, as an approach to controlling GERD symptoms. And based on his own research, his own trials, some anecdotal, just taking a 1,000-milligram capsule of some D-limonene every other day for about 20 days has been shown to reduce or even eliminate GERD symptoms in most people for 6 months or longer. And how they say that this works, what researchers have actually speculated, is that D-limonene works in several ways. It's lighter than water, so it floats to the surface of gastric juices in the stomach.
It has a sort of a raft effect,
a raft effect. Yep. So, and because it causes some minor burping, so when you take D-limonene, you may be prone to belching and burping, and what it does, it causes the orange peel extract to be directly carried into the esophagus and to coat it, protecting the esophagus from, you know, the reflux, which is being regurgitated. So, interesting stuff.
I'm looking at a recommendation here where it says, they're interviewing a doctor who says, I recommend one 1,000-milligram capsule every other day for 20 days. That doesn't sound like you have to do it for very long.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So that's interesting.
Only 10 doses.
Only 10 doses. In most people, for 6 months or longer, it's been shown to reduce or eliminate the symptoms. So this is actually very, very encouraging. So D-limonene, yes, Marlene, D-limonene could be something for your mother to try taking. But it would also be a great idea. And by the way, she mentions that her mother had gallbladder surgery more than 20 years ago. I doubt this is the reason for GERD. What would you say, Dr. Hoffman?
No, it probably isn't, but it does.
A lack of a gallbladder?
It just indicates a propensity to, probably dietary excess. I mean, I would have to say is that the incidence of gallbladder disease in people in, say, Africa, you know, or New Guinea, who consume a really high-fiber native diet it's virtually unknown. So something about the Western diet could produce gallbladder problems, which, you know, later may manifest as a different type of gastrointestinal problem. I mean, it's just not it's just indicative of maybe the wrong dietary approach.
Right. So the other thing, Marlene, your mother needs a consult, here we go again, for a full assessment of her dietary habits and how that's actually contributing to her GERD. She may be relieved with an elimination diet. And the addition of some D-limonene would certainly be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want to put D-limonene on somebody who is drinking, lots of coffee all day or is having a lot of tomato sauce, spicy foods, mints, other carminatives, certain other spices and things
lots of
that, are,
MSG,
that are problematic.
That's another cause.
Chocolate, MSG, all of these. So,
and, our favorite thing... Our favorite thing is not D-limonene. Our favorite thing is, tell them about it. It's
DGL, Endofin powder, mm-hmm. Which has some astaxanthin. It's got some EGCG. It's got some slippery elm. It's got apple fruit powder. These are all very soothing
mm-hmm.
also.
Mm-hmm. ENDEFEN. Mm-hmm. And it's also a product that's sold via physicians. Once again, you can get it at drhoffman.com if you click on the store and search for it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Marlene, best of luck with your mother. Okay.
Indeed.
Oh, here's an interesting one. We have an email from Nancy. Hello, Dr. Hoffman and Layla. Love your radio program. Have listened for years. Wonder if you can help me with this question. My sister has been on a Lyme disease protocol for a couple of years. When she goes off her antibiotics, her inflammation gets worse. They alternatively give her homeopathy.
Hmm.
She has had rheumatoid arthritis for 30 years after getting a hepatitis vaccine, but was just diagnosed a couple of years ago with Lyme.
Hmm. Complicated.
Wow.
Yeah, so this is what I would say is...
This is complicated.
Yeah, it's very complicated, and there's no pat answer. Lyme disease is very challenging, and especially when it's accompanied by an autoimmune disorder. And it's a question of which came first, the, arthritis or the Lyme disease, or do they sort of co-activate one another? Well, the fact that she's better when she's on antibiotics is not necessarily indicative of the fact that she has chronic Lyme that needs to be eradicated, because people often get better on antibiotics, especially the tetracycline family, mm-hmm. like doxycycline and tetracycline, minocycline, because they have anti-inflammatory properties, the antibiotics themselves. So, this has been noted for a long time. So, therefore, I'm not sure what's happening here. Does she need stronger, more potent therapies to eradicate the Lyme that's gnawing away at the joints? Or should we, rest our laurels on the proposition the Lyme's been effectively treated and just go at the underlying inflammatory disorder, which is, all the things we use for rheumatoid arthritis, which, lots of fish oil, curcumin, boswellan, Caprex, which is an extract of hops, lots of fish oil, vitamin D, mm-hmm. And so on and so on and so on. And
an elimination diet.
Elimination
removal
diet.
Removal of nightshades, gluten and casein.
Yep. Yeah. Special kind of paleo diet for autoimmunity.
Mm-hmm.
Fix the gut. Leaky gut is a cause of the problem. Repopulate the gut with beneficial bacteria after all those antibiotics. Perhaps there's a yeast problem. Perhaps there's a dysbiosis problem. Repair the gut, address leaky gut syndrome. These are mm-hmm. some factors that are involved.
Which is the precursor to most autoimmune conditions is the leaky gut, mm-hmm. the permeable gut. Wow. And again, this is another consult. We've got these consult questions today.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's okay, because I think in pointing out what some of the considerations are for patients, they can then either on their own or with help from a health professional, they can begin the process of tracking down some of the underlying causes of their conditions. It's not so simple. Sometimes it's like, here, take this, take that, make it go away with a vitamin.
Right. Oh, wow. Nancy, best of luck to your sister. We hope she feels better soon.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And we have time for one final question. Yeah.
We have one. Okay. We've got an email from Larry. Dear Dr. Hoffman and Layla, after hearing a recent podcast with Anne Louise Gittleman, I love her. She's a rock star. Anne Louise Gittleman is one of the foremost nutritionists in America, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. A real
Larry
pioneer,
picked up
too.
One of her, Larry picked up one of her books, The Gut Flush Plan. I'm going through a cleansing program right now, and she mentions parasites. Ew! Mm-hmm. How do I know if I have parasites?
Well, fortunately, you need some diagnostic help there because, you know, you can spend lots of time peering into the toilet bowl, and the types of parasites that we're talking about are microscopic and sometimes very hard to detect even under the microscope. So we use sometimes immunofixation tests, immunofluorescent tests, where the residue of the proteins of the parasites light up. To give us a handle on whether you have chronic parasite infection. Those are among the tests we administer to our patients. Now, when we see parasites, we have the option of using medication, which it can be of limited effectiveness. And sometimes you can use the medication and they're hard to kill. And we use herbal products, which you can use over longer periods of time safely to eradicate the bugs.
Hmm. Yeah. Wow, Larry, thank you for your question.
Mm-hmm. I mean, among the things that are helpful is, there are many different formulas, but one is called Biocidin that we use that has gentian, and it has many of the formulas. Wormwood is another ingredient that has helped Artemisia. There's also
black walnut,
which is a pretty effective. Mm-hmm. But you got to be careful with black walnut. You can't use it long term because it can be toxic. So, various
supervision is required formulas. With all this. People shouldn't take it among themselves.
Because it's also, then sometimes this notion that if you self-diagnose having parasites, you can get into sort of an unhealthy mindset about purging and, scourging your body with all kinds of powerful, perhaps unnecessary detox formulas that, where you get lost. You don't even know where you're at with it.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Larry, you may need a workup.
It's a frequent refrain on today's broadcast. All right.
Yeah.
So send us your questions to radioprogram@AOL.com. Continue to support our sponsors. And check out our store, our Hoffman Center store. Go to drhoffman.com. Click on the store. There's a drop-down menu there. We list our products. And hope that you have a great week. Rejoin us again next week for another broadcast of our weekly Q&A with Layla. Thanks for joining us. Thank you, Layla.
Thanks, Dr. Hoffman. Thank you, everybody.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.